A new survey from Tel Aviv University's Moshe Dayan Center has revealed a quietly significant shift. Nearly 2 out of every 3 Arab citizens in Israel say they support political partnership with Jewish Israelis, even in the wake of wars in Gaza and Iran. Conducted by the Conrad Adenauer Program for Jewish-Arab Cooperation, the study finds Arab voter turnout is expected to rise. Personal identity is in flux, and despite high levels of insecurity and community violence, there remains a surprising reservoir of hope, which is certainly some good news amid all the bad news that we've been receiving. Well, on the line from Israel is Dr. Arik Rudnitsky, who directed the study, and he joins us to unpack what these findings actually mean. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us. The timing of the survey is striking, coming after 2 major wars. Were you surprised by how strong the support is for Arab-Jewish political partnership?
Good evening. Well, to be honest, I was quite surprised to find that a majority, I would say two-thirds of the Arab public, actually do believe in political cooperation between Arabs and Jews, although 40% of the participants of this survey think that there is not such a tendency among Jewish citizens. But what is important here is to learn that despite the fact that Israel is undergoing the prolonged war in its history, and especially against the war, what is going on in Gaza, and also in addition the war with Iran that came just in the middle of while we were collecting the data, we have to bear in mind that the Arab public, actually, its political agenda remained unchanged, in a sense that they do believe in political cooperation. They do want an Arab party to join the coalition. And according to this survey, at least, voter turnout is on the rise, should elections were held today.
Doctor, as you say, only 40% of Arab citizens believe that Jewish Israelis actually want a partnership, a political partnership. What does that gap reveal, and how dangerous is it to long-term coexistence?
As I mentioned before, the political agenda of the Arab public remained unchanged, but what we have found in this survey that positions and attitudes are subject to external developments. Consider, for example, the war in Iran. Now, by completely a chance, and it was a completely a coincidence, the war with Iran began in the middle while we're collecting the data, and you see a shift, a significant shift in attitudes of Arabs who believe that the Jews want political cooperation. Now, we have to bear in mind that on the first day of the war, the second day of the war in Iran, the tragic incidents in the city of Tamra took place, and also in social media there were some racist reactions of Jews who were expressing joy for the fact that Arab citizens lost their lives. Now, it doesn't matter that the president of the state of Israel, Itzhak Herzog, condemned it, and also many Jewish public figures pay a visit of condolences to those Arab families. The damage was well evident in the findings. I think that this has to do, and much is dependent on how Jewish Arab relations will evolve as we approach election day, and as we hope to recover from this war.
Your study shows a shift in identity. Fewer Arab citizens now define themselves primarily as Palestinian. What is driving that change, and what does it signal?
Actually, this is not new to us. The shift began, or this is an ongoing shift. This is a stable trend that we found as early as the first day of the war itself. If we compare the findings of this survey and the other 3 or 4 in total that we carried out during the war, we compare to findings from past public opinion polls, we see a decrease of the proportion of Arab citizens who define themselves primarily as Palestinians. And I think the fact that they are Israeli citizens, this is counts. But also the fact that they are Arab, this is the what they primarily tend to define themselves as Arabs. And in general, we can say that the Palestinian identity has weakened in the recent years. It doesn't mean that Palestinian national solidarity with the Palestinians in Gaza or the West Bank weakened. But I think this has to do with the fact that Hamas tried to position itself as a Palestinian organization who tries to promote the Palestinian issue. This was not true as far as Arab citizens are concerned, and how did they perceive the situation. Also, the situation in the under the Palestinian Authority territories, well, there is no democratic regime, and the Palestinian Authority is perceived as corrupted and inefficient. So I think all in all, the aggregated result is that the Arab identity became the most dominant, but the fact that they are Israeli citizens, we did not ask them about their Israeli identity, but about their Israeli citizenship. I think that they hold their Israeli citizenship with high regard.
Doctor, one last question. Is there reason to be optimistic? Is this the start of a deeper shift in how Arabs and Jews might reimagine political life together in Israel?
You know, there is a saying that in every gray cloud or the dark cloud, there's a silver lining. I think that the Jewish majority must take into account what actually the message that comes out from this survey. I think that we have no other choice but to be optimistic, hoping that the war will end soon. And I also think that there are high chances of political cooperation when perhaps in the future coalition Arab Party will join the government. We do know that, and it is well documented in governmental plans of recent years, that the government, all governments, regardless of the orientation, actually try to promote development plans for the Arab sector. I think much should be changed on the rhetoric and on the rhetorical level and in the intergroup relations. But in addition, we have to bear in mind that these is times of war. We are living in a war that has not ended yet. And it is very difficult to talk about peace and coexistence while the war is still going on.
Fascinating insight. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Arik Rudnitsky, Director of the Konrad Adenauer Program for Jewish-Arab Cooperation at the Moshe Dayan Center for Middle Eastern Studies.